This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, there are a lot of pecan groves out in Cochise County where I live. Pecans, you know, are an all-American species. Oh, yeah, they're all-American. Pecans are related to hickory nuts, the same genus. The hickory nut genus is Caria, C-A-R-Y-A. Pecans are Caria illinoisensis, and they're native. Pecans are native to the southeastern United States and into northern and central Mexico as well. That's their native range, native to those regions. And they are over, since the 1840s, there have been produced over 500 cultivar selections of pecans of this Caria illinoisensis. And all those selections are about nut production, of course, pecan production. So, man, and all that production, you know, initially these things were grown in these pecans were grown in areas where they grew naturally, right? But now they're grown in areas where they don't grow naturally. So they're grown like in Cochise County or Pima County or Santa Cruz County by pumping groundwater up for nut production. Anyway, pecan groves can be found. I can get in my truck and drive. No matter which direction I go, I'm going to go by a pecan orchard. It's the truth. And one day, I drove by a grove. Did I say orchard? A grove, an orchard, whatever they are. I drove by this grove surrounded by a several-strand barbed wire fence, and I noticed a large brown bird dangling upside down from the top strand. That's weird, I thought, and kept driving. But wait, did I see a wing flap? Oh, my. I pulled over, turned around, drove back. Oh, dear, a wing flapping. I walked over to a barn owl whose wing muscles and tendons were caught on a barb. Oh, I mean, you don't leave an owl dangling from a fence, right? So I spoke to it, and I spoke to it as I tried to help it. Don't bite. Don't dig your talons so deeply into me. See the little phrases like that. And I finally extricated it from the fence. It appeared in shock. Don't know why. I put it on my truck seat, and I told it just right up front, quite bluntly, you can die on my truck seat. Or if you live longer, you can die at my house. And I headed home thinking, what in the world am I doing? Oh, dear. Barn owls are Tyto. That's their genus, T-Y-T-O. It's from the Greek for night owl. Oh, yeah. Alba is the specific epithet. It means white. They are found all over North America, not to mention the world, They're more than all American. They're all world, right? They have beautiful heart-shaped face, just this beautiful heart-shaped face. Once you see a barn owl, you'll never forget it. They have no ear tufts. And though this owl was brown, the underside was creamy. Brown barn owls are the females. The creamy on top, the all whitish, creamyish ones are the males. And I remembered this funny thing, that barn owls have asymmetrical ear openings, meaning that on one side, the ear opening is higher than the other side, or it could be lower than the other side, depends on where you look at it. Anyway, it allows them, from these two different angles of ears, to hear ear openings, to hear from different directions. So they rely more on hearing than eyesight. Kangaroo rats out near me need to learn to tiptoe across the grassland. Oh, yeah. So what does one do with a barn owl that survived the ride home and is now hissing at me from the truck seat we share? Well, you pick it up, asking it not to bite you and dig its talons in so deep. And you put it on a platform in a large old cage that I had that was empty. And we stared at each other for a few days. I enlisted some help from Ms. Mosquito, and we spread some old antibiotic goop that must have been left over from goat days. And on the wounded wing, I started catching Asian ringnecks in the chicken pen, wringing their necks and offering them to the owl. In the morning, we'd find munched-on doves and regurgitated feather pellets. And one afternoon, in an attempt to look her over, she flapped both wings, and screamed. Have you ever heard a barn owl scream? I looked at Ms. Mosquito and I said, I say we leave the door open tonight. And we did. And in the morning, Ms. Barn Owl was gone. Hallelujah. Hopefully she has traded the canopy of a pecan grove for the riparian cord of the Ojolote. And some evenings in the dark, I listen for the scream of a barn owl hunting the grassland. And if I hear one, I think, you know, It could be her. And say quietly, you're welcome. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.